Pope Benedict XVI received letters of credence on Monday from the new German ambassador to the Holy See, Reinhard Schwepper. Emma McCarthy reports.
The Church does not defend its own interests, but the dignity of man, said Pope Benedict in his message, in which he also recalled his recent visit to his native land. The Holy Father then offered a reflection on the contribution that Christianity can give to a pluralistic society such as Germany. The Pope said people are seeking the truth, and that therefore Christians are called to bear witness to the truth in their personal, family, and community life. In particular, he said, the Church's duty is to defend the dignity of man when it is put at risk. Today, he noted, the fundamental values of human existence are once again being called into question. Only a society that unconditionally respects and defends the dignity of every person from conception to natural death can be called a humane society, he said. However, he added, if society decides to select its members, it would be behaving in a profoundly inhumane manner. Moreover, added Pope Benedict, such a society would no longer be credible from the perspective of the equality and dignity of all people in every stage of life. Lesser still, continued the Holy Father, do we have the right to manipulate man, or, so to speak, construct man? He said if the Holy See expresses itself on legislation regarding the fundamental human questions, it does so not to impose faith on others, but to defend those values evident to all. The Pope then focused on materialistic and hedonistic tendencies increasingly finding space in Western countries, which, he said, often lead to the discrimination and exploitation of women. The Holy Father was particularly critical of prostitution and the wide accessibility of pornography, especially via the internet. Pope Benedict concluded by guaranteeing the Holy See's commitment to ensuring that the Catholic Church in Germany contrasts this form of abuse in a more clear and decisive manner. I'm Emer McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.